episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Shocking presidential debate rules set ahead of the Trump-Biden showdown in Atlanta. We're going to talk about everything that CNN is rolling out to aid Biden in the debate as he begins his week-long debate prep. Additionally, the Democrats continue now to cover up for illegal aliens at every single turn, and Biden's poll numbers are taking a massive hit, despite Fox News now doing their part to make the election look closer than it actually is. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and Trump had something to say yesterday about JFK. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Friday edition of the show today. It is June 21st, and I need you all to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do it. It is the thumbs up on the browser, it is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. Oh, you better be too. It's hot. It's go! Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Friday. It is June 21st, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game, and our air conditioner woes continue. I do not understand how in the most developed, richest country, most powerful country in the history of the world, we can't even get commercial buildings that Frankie and I pay a lot of money to rent so we can put the show on that, you know, blows cold air in the summertime. Frankie, we're going to get it fixed, you and me. We are single-handedly saving America and saving people's temperature from overheating in the summer months. How you doing, Frankie?
They're smoking us out, Mike. They want us out of here. That's I'm telling you. What is going on? It's hot.
I got to tell you, a lot of Ukraine sympathizers. Okay, own commercial real estate. Yes, I mean it's really the only explanation that we have at this point. But you know, like I said, we got a big show for you today, and we got a lot of things shaping up. I also want to touch on. Whoa! Surprise! Surprise! Uh-huh. We got Lola in the studio.
She's done.
Lola is asleep. You know, Frankie didn't even mention Lola, okay? Lola's been sleeping there. I didn't even see Lola. I didn't even mention Lola. But we got associate producer Lola in the house. So glad Lola's taking some time off of her, you know, summer schedule to be with us. So, you know, absolutely incredible. Great to see you, Lola. So, like I said, we got a big show today, and, you know, we will touch on, you know, for people who follow me on social media and stuff, last night I was at the Patriot Freedom Project January 6th event, okay, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that when I get a minute, because it really did resonate with me a lot, you know, just some of the contents of the event and what some of the families were talking about, and just kind of made me think about everything overall, just how bad these people lie, just how weak a lot of the Republicans are. They're utter cowardice. They don't want to touch the tough issues that the people tell them aren't good for their poll testing, and Democrats literally want to play with people's lives and ruins people's lives. They want to ruin people's lives in the quest for power. That's what they've done. And there's so many topics that could be talked about here in the next couple of days and topics that will be talked about when the two candidates take the stage for the debate. Now, we're going to talk about the debate in this segment and some of the things coming out of CNN, their rules, who's debating, what's going on with the microphones, how much time the candidates will get, who's going to speak first, who's going to speak last. There are a lot of factors that are starting to take shape here because today's Friday, and I know it's kind of unbelievable to for people to think about, but today's June 21st, and on June 27th, really in just 6 days, these candidates are going to be taking the stage against one another at CNN headquarters in Atlanta. Now, there's going to be no live studio audience, which is utterly ridiculous. They're going to do microphone cutting, more on that in a minute. But then there's the factor of whether there would be two candidates or three on the stage. And people don't realize this, that RFK Jr., I mean, again, if you ask me, if you ask Mike Crispy, again, I'm just Mike Crispy, that's just producer Frankie, we don't speak for anybody but ourselves. I think RFK Jr. has qualified for the debate stage. However, I think the reason that RFK Jr. is not on the debate stage is because of the wishes of the Democrat Party. I have long said that. I believe the polling data reflects that. I believe just talking to people and getting the pulse of the voters and how independents think and how non-Trump voters who consider themselves swing voters think, I think RFK Jr. on the stage would help President Trump. Now, Trump yesterday on his plane headed to a fundraiser in Ohio gave some statements about it and had some remarks to make about RFK Jr. being ruled out from participating. Here is what Trump says pre-debate. Roll, Frankie.
I know that RFK Jr. went to try and get onto the stage on Thursday, and I'd love to have him, frankly, because I don't think he's much of a debater. And he's got some very liberal, radical left ideas. But I would love to have him, but you have to get certain numbers. That was the criteria. He's way below those numbers. He's not coming close. So I hope to see him up there someday, but it looks to me like he's not going to qualify on many fronts. But he'll be there. And, you know, they say he hurts Biden more than he hurts me. I don't know if that's true or not, but they say he hurts Biden because he's a serious left person. And you know what? If he is, that's good. I don't really care. I'm going to Cleveland. It looks like we're doing great in Ohio. We're doing great in just about every state we're in. Every poll number that's coming in is looking good. We're leading just about every poll on a national basis, also on a swing state basis. And I look forward to Thursday night. It'll be great. And again, I saw RFK Jr. Nice guy. I hope he can debate because I really think it would be a good thing to have him up there. I'd love to have him up there. But you have to do better than 6 or 7 points, like by about
All right. So, by the way, we got to shout out Trump for persevering through that video through the turbulence. I mean, Frankie, the guy was totally undeterred. Well, I mean, you saw the cabin shaking there in the plane.
Like, well, that's also
totally calm and collected.
This is the only guy that it would be a downgrade for him to have to go back to Air Force One. You know, I mean, look how beautiful that plane is.
So true. I mean, that plane, Frankie's an airline aficionado. I mean, that is a beautiful plane. Yeah. I mean, one day I got to tell you guys, you know, the crispy bucket list, like, you know, meet President Trump, did that. Speak at Trump rally, did that. You know, the next thing on my bucket list is ride on Trump Force One and meet President Trump in the Oval Office sometime between the years of 2025 and the end of his next term in office. So we'll see. But, you know, it is amazing. You know, you hear Trump there saying, and Frankie's going to come too to the Oval Office. Frankie'd be great in the Oval Office.
Oh, that'd be there.
So you hear, now that I taught Frankie how to tie a tie in like an alpha power tie way, like he's ready to go. So, is that right, Frankie? So President Trump saying that he hopes RFK Jr. is on the stage. And again, I've long said on the show, if you watch this show, if you've been following us for the last year, I've always said RFK Jr.'s candidacy helps President Trump. Now, President Trump is agreeing. People have made RFK to be like this fictitious boogeyman. But if you look at every single swing state poll, you always have RFK Jr. eating into a margin that Biden apparently allegedly won in the 2020 election. The numbers are on our side. And then when these candidates talk more and more and more, their rhetoric makes people come home to Trump. There's always going to be that percentage of people who go, well, I hate Biden. I voted for him in 2020, not knowing how bad he was, but I hate Biden, but I can just never vote for Trump. There are people like that who exist out there, okay? And listen, I obviously don't agree with them, but they exist, so great. I'm telling you, go pull the lever for RFK and Shanahan. We all know Shanahan is totally related to the big tech mafia, okay, in Silicon Valley. And I don't really hear her give interviews very often, but she gave an interview yesterday, you know, just talking about their qualifications, you know, for the debate stage and, like, you know, her campaign and their pathway to victory. And I listened to it and I said, how is this not helping President Trump? Frankie, roll it.
What state are you all most likely to win?
Well, we're not going to give away our full path to victory strategy, but we do have a 5-inch thick strategy document that we're following.
The top line. What's the most? Because there are a lot of people that want to support you, that want to donate, but that maybe are thinking they can't win, so I'm not going to support them. What do you say to those people?
Oh, we can most definitely win. We have a very thorough strategy and a path towards victory. We will be on 50 ballots. We have a very strong legal team, one of the most motivated legal teams to defend every ballot, petition, lawsuit we're receiving from the DNC. It's PACs aligned with the DNC that are undermining democracy, in my opinion, to try to keep us off the ballot. I've never met a party that hates democracy more than the current leadership within the Democratic Party. But regardless, we love democracy and we're fighting tooth and nail for it.
Okay, great. I mean, listen, take the quote, write it down. Shanahan just said, I've never seen a party that hates the democracy more than the modern day Democrat Party. Thank you, Shanahan. Listen, I think it's so apparent that these people are going to help Trump that it's almost like, I think it's almost like they're in it to help Trump. It's almost like I think like Shanahan wants a job in the Trump administration or something. The way that she just says that, the quote, and then it's like, well, what's your pathway to victory? How are you going to win? She goes, well, I don't want to give it away. But also we have really good lawyers. It's like nothing that's like inspiring for like galvanizing the message or, you know, why people should vote for you on the fence. It's just like Democrat Party corrupt and we have really good lawyers. I'm like, okay, good. Sounds like that's a net win for Trump if people hear that. Now, when I talk about people who are helping President Trump's campaign, again, willingly or unwillingly, wittingly or unwittingly, you also got to go to the depraved women on The View. Now, you guys know The View, obviously we talk about it sometimes, not because we think that their opinion holds any weight, but we talk about it because this is literally like the lowest common denominator of television. This is what millions of people across the world watch, okay, every single day, and it's how they form their opinions. And it's just on like network TV, and people forever have associated something being on network TV with being like factually true, okay? Now, it sounds like an oversimplified statement, but sure, like if it's on television, it must be true, it must be real. Meanwhile, it's like streamers like Mike Crispy literally have more brain cells and credibility than these women that they put on The View. Okay, Rachel Maddow, Joy Behar. Listen to this conversation they're having. This is what we call the projection. They are told to give this speech as they're trying to lock President Trump up as his sentencing is coming on July 11th, okay, in the sham verdict trial in New York. They are having a conversation on The View about President Trump would target them when he's back in office and try to lock them up. Little newsflash, Rachel Maddow and Joy Behar, you guys are so low on the totem pole. You guys are just boot-licking sheep that take a little bit of money and take orders and humiliate yourself by delivering obviously, overtly false and laughable information on television. That's your role. Trump doesn't need to come after you. As a matter of fact, it's better for you to be out there and for you to have a conniption and go crazy and watch the ship sink because people will get a good laugh at it and realize how demented you guys are. But nevertheless, that didn't stop them from gaining at least a shred of self-awareness. No, they would never do that. They talk about Trump targeting them and attempting to lock them up when he gets back in office. Projection much role, Frankie.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after however he has to, through the IRS maybe, or even through sponsors to get us off the air maybe, or you. Yeah. How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans, so I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies.
I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Let's do a little checklist here. Go after other Americans. Thousands of people's lives have been ruined for walking through open doors and velvet robes in a Capitol that Nancy Pelosi intentionally did not secure, and which federal actors, okay, acting on behalf of Barack Hussein Obama's deep state, whipped up the crowd to entrap people and ruin their lives. That's going after ordinary Americans. Oh, the IRS. Oh, where would Joy Behar get an idea like that, where the IRS would come after them? That's what Barack Hussein Obama did to, you know, nonprofit organizations that had pro-life leanings, that had, you know, you could say objectively conservative leanings. For the first time ever, Barack Hussein Obama weaponized the IRS against them. And get the sponsors canceled off the air. That sounds like what they did to Tucker Carlson and any other conservative host they didn't like at the time when they said something that was, you know, powerful. They went, advertiser boycott. Have Republicans ever called for the advertiser boycott of any left-wing shows? Have any Republicans joined together and say, advertiser boycott of Rachel Maddow? We're like, no, she's hysterically a buffoon. Let her go. IRS, do we ever say, oh, let's have the IRS, you know, go after left-wing nonprofits? No, we don't even acknowledge that. Obviously, if they're a money laundering operation, like so many of the other ones, like the climate change ones, like anything associated with Hunter Biden, his art dealing, okay, the Clinton Foundation, those overtly operate with criminal intent and criminal actions, and we don't even say anything about them. So where would they get these ideas on The View? It's because it's what they have been doing to us all along. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and let's not forget, during Biden's administration, they literally took, you know, the investigative unit of the IRS, who, like, you know, they look up the financial, you know, wrongs of, like, the country. They just said, you know what, you guys should be you should have the guns too. They're all armed now. They're like militia. It's like, wait, aren't they supposed to crunch the numbers and then, you know, they tell someone else
they're
to
arming.
Go over there?
Yeah,
it's like, what?
Yeah, Frankie, they're arming the new 87,000 IRS agents. They had air marshals, okay, a once proud profession. My father was an air marshal, and I saw the headline. I'm like, this can't be right. Air marshals, okay, who were literally put on airplanes to protect people in case of disaster striking. They're literally the sharpest shooters, most tactical professionals, you know, on the planet. They had them going after people who were in January 6th. They literally had to divert manpower from the air marshals, like, from, like, protecting us, and, like, have them go after January 6th people. Like, that's what the Biden regime is up to. It's a sick joke. It is an absolute sick joke. But here you go. These are the debate rules, okay? As we see here, these are the rules of the debate with Trump and Biden. And you guys see, obviously, that they are setting the stage to help Biden every single chance that they can get. For the first time ever, there will be no live audience. That obviously is designed to help Biden. For the first time ever, microphones will be automatically muted. That will help Biden because it will control the pace of play. Usually there are candid exchanges between the candidates when they talk to each other, okay? That is now not going to happen. Basically, CNN is going to be handling Joe Biden just like Dr. Jill handles him when he's making any public appearance. Now, the moderators are now Biden's handlers because they're going to mute the microphone, okay, when they don't want any type of crosstalk, any type of direct exchange between the two candidates. So now they literally have their finger on the button of President Trump's speech. It kind of is pretty metaphorical, right? They ban him off this, they ban him off that. He gets back on the social media platforms. They gag order him. Now the next variation of gag order and censorship is the mute button controlled by who exactly? Again, Republicans say, don't mute anybody. I don't want Biden to be muted. Don't mute him. I don't want people to take Rachel Maddow off the air and boycott her sponsors. Republicans say, let him go. Let him speak. Don't mute him. Don't take Rachel Maddow off the air. Let her go. Let Biden go. But they are going to have muted microphones. They are going to have 2-minute answers with 1-minute rebuttal times. Muting in between. 2 commercial breaks. What do you need a commercial break for? They're doing it so Biden can go backstage and they can stick him with the needle. Why would there be 2 commercials? Frankie, have there ever been commercial breaks from the debates? I don't think so.
No, but
2 commercial breaks.
Well, if anything, they'll sometimes go to an ad, but you'll still have the live stream in the corner, and they'll, like, show, like, you know, the other part of the screen a little bit of an ad, but never like that. They'll never cut to a commercial break. But also, they're saying, like, oh, during these breaks, there's absolutely no speaking to your campaign. Okay, well, are you allowed to speak to your private doctor who's going to, you know, shove a shot up his butt? It's like, you know, there's a lot of leeway there. Like, they're just going to fix his makeup because he looks dead, you know, all that.
It is such an absolute joke. It is an absolute joke. We're going to keep covering and exposing this leading up to the debate, but just want to give you guys a little flavor of what is going on. All right, guys, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with so much more on this Friday edition of the show. Do not go anywhere.
All right.
All right, Frankie. We're flowing there. We got clips and things that we didn't even get to show, but don't worry. We will show them. We will show them in the future. It's good. Frankie likes when I have what we call in-game management. You know, like, we got things and, like, we talk for things and then we move things to subsequent segments. We're trying to put on the best show possible for you guys, okay? Because we love you all. We appreciate you all. And we're grateful that you guys are tuning in to watch us on this Summer Friday. It is June 21st. We even got Lola in the house on this Summer Friday. Absolutely beautiful. Air conditioner's not even working in the studio again. But I'm persevering and not sweating because I'm so mentally strong. It's all in your mind halfway. I'm always going to wear the suit. Everyone's like, Mike, it's hot. Are you going to, you know, not wear the suit? No, we got to. You know why? Because I take this seriously. I'm a professional, okay? So it is professional. All right, guys, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors here on this beautiful Friday. And the first sponsor of our show today are our our good friends on over at the Patriot Cigar Company. Guys, head on over to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Mypatriotcigars.com right now and go support our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. You guys know Alan Jacoby. I was with them last night. Okay, the January 6th event. You know what Alan Jacoby does with his money? He sponsors the Patriot Freedom Project. Okay, the event I was at last night that literally helps the families in need at their lowest moment. That's what Alan Jacoby does, the founder of Patriot Cigar Company. You know what else he does? He's taking 5% of all the proceeds from the company, and he is donating it to President Trump's campaign personally. I mean, come on, what other kind of sponsor do we have like that who does those kinds of things? Alan Jacoby is a great, great man. So guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY for 25% off. Guys, it is premium Nicaraguan tobacco. Aged a minimum of 3 years. It is smoked by all of your favorite conservative influencers. And as summer's coming up, as it's belated Father Day, as it's summer barbecues and backyard parties and stuff like that, what better way to enjoy your freedom than with a Patriot cigar? So guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order today. Let's go. We appreciate it very much. All right, and now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of this broadcast today are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order today. Listen, iTarget Pro is a revolutionary product. It is a laser firearm home training system, and now more than ever, people need to be able to handle their firearms in their home. That is because police response times are at an all-time high. Not because our law enforcement is doing a worse job, but because they're literally being tasked to become camp counselors and go check in migrants at hotels and react and respond to migrant crime that should never be happening in the first place. So listen, guys, at the end of the day, President Trump is going to fix these problems next year. But from now until then, you need to be ready. You need to be able to be the king of your castle, okay? You need to be able to defend your own home, okay, in the time that you might need it. And that is why you need an iTarget Pro, because you'll be able to practice your accuracy with your firearm in the comfort of your home, okay, with the angles and the barriers and the thing, basically your home confines, and you're able to do it in an easy, safe, fun way. iTarget Pro, you see the iTarget cubes right there? Also, the traditional iTarget, great way to practice at home. Laser bullet loads into the chamber, syncs up with the app. And I mentioned my father in the last segment, Air Marshal. Okay, he trains with this thing every single day. That is how he stays super, super sharp. So the iTarget cubes for the intermediate advanced players, and the iTarget original. You guys know how important the Second Amendment is in this show. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY. Let's go. Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing. Lola's sleeping. It's a good day. We know.
Lola, come on. Show
all
the
right.
People.
And you know, it's a summer Friday. So if you guys are with us today, you're what we call a diehard, okay? You're what we call a diehard. And we know people are going to be watching this show over the weekend, and we're so grateful for that. We're so appreciative of everybody who tunes in
and
makes
call.
This show so successful. And we got a lot of things. We got Last Call coming up tomorrow night. Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to be having Kalen Dorr, the great Kalen Dorr, former on the Trump campaign, now TV host. He's going to be joining us, and the great Liz Willis. You guys know Liz Willis, the former RSBN superstar, still in conservative media. She'll be joining us as well, so make sure you're tuned in for that. And guys, we're going to be doing a lot of fun things. We're going to be rolling out Locals content starting at the end of the summer. Frankie and I had a great conversation yesterday with Rumble on that. If you guys know what Locals is, that's going to be coming soon. That's going to be coming to rumble.com/crispy. Okay, so if you are not subscribed on rumble.com/crispy, make sure you're doing it, because we will start doing Locals content, okay, here in a couple of weeks, when summer is winding down. We're going to start doing our Locals content. So make sure you subscribe, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And we are so ready to go. We're going to be ready to go. Let's see what we got in the live chat today.
Shout out.
We got a great chat.
Shout
we got
out.
Never
Hammer
can
time.
Seem to remember Last Call.
Happy birthday.
Mike Crispy, could you call me and remind me Last Call tomorrow? Yeah, Bad Moon, I will call you. I'll give you a call, brother. Frankie, whose birthday is it?
Hammer Time. 43 years young, I believe. Hammer Time 22. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Wow.
Let's go.
Very based. Hammer Time, happy birthday to you. That is absolutely amazing. We got Jay Cubs fan in the house. Arizona is full of shit. They're trying to run a story saying if Trump wins, he's going to tax every American 10%. No, Trump is obviously never going to raise taxes. That is a sick lie. Mary Alm is talking about Lola in the house. I saw Vintage Lola gal somewhere. Okay, the chat's just flying today because we got the diehards in the chat today. So we got them flowing. So great to see you, Vintage Lola gal. Hammer time. You're totally welcome. We appreciate that. Frankie, glad you caught that.
Yeah,
Frankie's got the eagle eye today.
Gotcha.
Jay Cubs fan jersey. Jane, great to see you. We got Eagle Fight. Hello, Patriots. Hello, Eagle Fight. You are a Patriot, so great to see you. Let's see what else we got here. We got Alex and Mad Tess. That's a name I haven't shouted out in a while. Mad Tess, great to see you. We had Jeremy. Okay. No, they won't be allowed to leave the stage and nobody can come up. That's what Jeremy's saying in terms of the debate rules. Well, listen, I think that Joe Biden might have a little, you know, might have a little something to, like, you know, put in his mouth and ingest when nobody's looking. Remember when he like, you know, was sipping that, like, strange orange drink a couple days ago? I don't know what this guy, you know, is going to be doing, what they're going to coach him up. Yeah, it wasn't Fanta. It wasn't orange Gatorade. Okay, so, all right, let's get back into it, Frankie.
I love it. All right, we are on in 5, 4, 3. Whoo, sweating. 2, 1.
Going good. And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live. Now, Frankie, let's go to that Bill Gates, Melinda Gates story here. And then we'll roll back. You guys know, obviously, over the last couple days, we have been talking about the new polling that is coming out. And there's this narrative being spun on Fox News. And Frankie kind of gives me Joe Biden has won the state of Arizona vibes. It kind of gives me the Joe Biden has won the state of Arizona vibes. You know, when Fox News was like, they called it first, a familiar, friendly face, you know, doing that first. People are like, what the hell's going on?
5%
of the votes aren't even counted, but why is Fox News? Fox News is calling Arizona with 50% of the voting. Like, what's going on here, right? I mean, something clearly wasn't adding up. And we're going to talk to you in a minute about the new Fox News poll and why I think something's just utterly kind of strange about that. But how about this? I mean, you know, Joe Biden is getting no endorsements from anybody who is, like, you know, relatable to the people. He's getting endorsements from, like, Jack Black and, like, who else was endorsing him the other day, Frankie? It's like Robert De Niro.
Yeah, every two-bit
and
actor.
Who are the actors? I mean, you're up in the pop culture. Who is it, the Biden fundraiser? I'm drawing a blank, but it was like George Clooney and, like, I forget the woman who it was. But it's like all of, like, these actors that have nothing in common, you know, with the everyday men and women of the country. Now, that's one thing, okay? Celebrities, actors, etc. But if you really want to, like, alienate, like, anybody, I'm talking independent voters, too, you would have Melinda Gates, okay, endorse Joe Biden for president. Now, the funny thing about Melinda Gates is, Frankie, is that Melinda Gates has never made an endorsement for president before. So this is Melinda Gates' first endorsement. Now, I think we can say confidently that Melinda Gates' financial future, okay, and what she knows, okay, she knows a lot of things that is probably really, really bad for humanity, okay? Her ex-husband's, you know, nefarious activities when it comes to chickenless eggs, when it comes to his development of vaccines and drugs, testing it out on the people of Africa like they're, you know, crash test dummies, like it comes to him, you know, loading up mosquitoes with viruses. I mean, all the sick shit that Bill Gates is, like, engaged in. Melinda Gates, I guess, has a financial stake in that, and she made her first ever endorsement. These people cannot help themselves, and she endorsed Joe Biden for president. Frankie, obviously this is not going to help with independent voters. Frankie, is it that these people just can't help themselves? Or what do you think it is?
Well, listen, I'll tell you one thing. I have spoken to plenty of people, you know, family of family, this and that. You know, Bill Gates has gotten brought up on some dinner table conversations. And you know what? Unfortunately for all of us, people actually still like Bill Gates and think he's doing good for humanity, which is insanity. We know this, but it's true. Like, but it's only the hard liberal sector. So it's not going to help. It's not helping anything. It's just helping the people that were, no question, going to vote that way anyway. So, yeah, what a joke.
Such a joke. So speaking of joke, we have the new Fox News poll. Okay, so Melinda Gates, that's an interesting perspective there from Frank, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are people who just have their heads in the sand, buried so freaking deep. But that is what we call, it's like the mass psychosis. Like, if they say it enough times over the span of enough years, like, they bank on it being, you know, seeping into the ethos of people and then, like, believing it. I mean, that's literally the strategy of why they embarrass themselves day in and day out on television so much. So, Frankie, put this Fox News poll we see on the screen right here. This is from Fox News. And people were saying, wait a minute, this Fox News poll is pretty bizarre. because Trump was beating Joe Biden by like 7 or 8 points. But now it seems that Joe Biden has narrowed the gap between him and President Trump. And I say that's kind of ridiculous, because they're saying that the narrative is because of, in the wake of the ruling, the sham ruling in New York, that I guess people are changing their mind and now going to Biden. And here's what I think about that. I think that's utterly ridiculous, because I think no matter what happened, when the trial started, everybody had their mind made up already. Either people thought President Trump guilty, 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 because they're like psychopaths and they think Russia collusion is real, and they just are like on the war path that Trump should go to jail, right? They felt that before the trial. Or people said, this is a sham, this is overreach, this is lawfare, this is sick. Frankie, what percentage of the population do you think like was like undetermined when the lawsuit started? Now, I know they're going to act like it for television clippings and headlines that people would have been undecided. But like in the world of reality, nobody was undecided before this case started, Frank. I mean, do you think we can agree on that?
This is nonsense.
Like, they're making it, like, for television headlines, like, oh, people were undecided. And now that the ruling has come out, it's becoming more of a race. Because people said, oh, my goodness, I can't vote for a convicted felon. Stop it. Everybody knew. And you know why this is such a ridiculous poll? Look at the numbers here. Look at the numbers here. They say that rural voters, Joe Biden is beating President Trump by 2 points in rural voters. I mean, what is this poll? It's like, so they put the flash, oh, the gap is narrowed. What do they only poll rural voters, I guess, in what they consider farmland in the outskirts of Seattle? Is that what they call rural voters?
Like, that's actually a good
well,
point.
We did very specific polling. It's like, what was rural voters? Can we get a cross tabs of like what that actually means and like what rural voters was? It's ridiculous. That's the Fox News poll. Now, you guys see, obviously, that was a fluke. And the reason they pushed the Fox News poll is because they want to juice the ratings. I don't know if you guys understand this. Little news flash, everybody out there. They're not interested in, like, the truthful narrative being put out there. They're not even interested in America being made great again. That's even Fox News, guys. You know, little news flash. All they're interested in is it being made for TV. So therefore, they need to create a perception that it is closer than it is, so more people tune in leading up to the debate, after the debate, so on and so forth. This is what the actual polling reflects right here. This is pretty unbelievable, and it's something that we've never seen in the history of our country, is that President Trump right now in all of the major swing state pollings, he is up. On the Hill poll, okay, the Hill, Trump up in Arizona, 47-43. Georgia up, 45-41. Minnesota up by a point. That's unbelievable. Michigan, he's up as well by a point. Nevada, he's up by 3 points. Pennsylvania up by 2. And Wisconsin up by 3. Every single poll in every single swing state has President Trump leading. Never seen anything like it. And if he's leading in those states, and if it's closer than ever and they can't bank on reliable states anymore that have gone to them, and they're now swing states, and then states like New Jersey and New York are now within 5, so the DNC has to take resources and like say, okay, now we got to put resources to stop the bleeding in New Jersey and New York. But then like we're getting like beat in Minnesota, which we haven't lost, you know, since like Ronald Reagan. I mean, like what are we going to do here? They don't want that narrative out there because it's too good for Trump, and they want a made-for-TV debate as we're coming up to the debate. Do you understand that? They want it for the ratings. Even Fox News. And perception is reality. It helps the media industrial complex. Oh, it's a close race. How is any of this close? How is in such a chaotic world that we're seeing play out before our very eyes, not just at home, but abroad, how can the public not see it and say, this is a joke? Them saying the adults would be back in charge is a joke. People saying that Trump was pandering to strongmen, so the Democrats said, how can they not see that that was a subversion of truth? That actually the only thing that matters when it comes to global foreign policy is maintaining peace. And that, yes, although these people are, quote unquote, strong men, that at the end of the day, if you're the commander in chief and you preside over 4 years where they're not threatening to nuke you, that's a win. If they're not ganging up together, having bro time, cruising down in the new Russian luxury car as they plot the demise of the United States of America and dropping a nuke because Joe Biden is such a absolute vegetable, incapacitated psycho. If they're not cruising down the street in their car, having a good time, casually talking about blowing up New York City off the map, I think it's a good thing if they're not doing that. I think that's a win. It's like, Frankie, this isn't parody. This is what's happening. This is what Joe Biden has led. Do you think Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin would get in a car and do this and be having this, you know, bro time and making a mockery at a global foreign policy if Trump was the president? I think they would at least invite Trump to drive the car. But this is what we're getting right now. Roll, Frankie. Car.
They got a couple. They ripped off the Rolls Royce, but I love it.
Listen. So we go from those two having a good time, making jokes at the expense of Biden, saying, we'll drop the nuke. We'll get together and drop the nuke. We've never been so united. That's what they were saying. At least if Trump was the president, if that was happening, he'd be driving the car. And the liberals would be like, oh my goodness, he's kissing ass to the strongmen. No, he's keeping us safe. That's the only thing that matters. Now, speaking of keeping us safe or lack thereof, the Democrats continue to defend the indefensible, and that are millions of illegals pouring across our southern border, and what you see with these swing state polls very much, okay, are because it is the number one issue of everybody everywhere. And these liberal states, okay, these swing states, the liberal cities in the swing states, are getting the brunt of the migrants. So it's amazing how MSNBC continues to live in a fantasy land. And they have people like Representative Jayapal on television who downplay death, despair, destruction, the raping of young girls, the mugging of old women, the use of tax dollars in cities like New York, like Minneapolis, to maybe care for, I don't know, homeless veterans, people falling on hard times. No. Give it to the illegals and then have them have all the time on the hands to go commit crimes. Joy Reid, Representative Jayapal, living in fantasy land. Maybe this is why Trump is doing so well amongst independents, because they're rejecting this nonsense. Roll, Frankie.
Great citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. Absolutely.
And I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants. They support immigration. It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress in the streets as an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these.
There you go. They're Frankie, do you hear that? It is downplaying. How many times are the leftists going to get on television after heinous murder, crime, destruction, and say, oh, the people still support it? You know, it's fear-mongering. 13-year-old girl raped, fear-mongering, if you talk about that. It's disgusting. Goes to show you how little they value human life, even their own voters. Now, it's not just Representative Jayapal. It's people that you would consider, like, you know, the more moderated Democrats. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen even punting on the issue. You would think that surely Janet Yellen, somebody who's in the cabinet, okay, a person who they tell you should be taken seriously, would give a semi-serious answer. Listen to her punt when the question, the number one question that's getting swing voters to come to Trump, listen how she answers it. Roll, Frankie.
I know the president has already outlined, our president, your boss, Joe Biden, outlined plans to make it very difficult for those who cross into this country to continue doing so. I am wondering, though, isn't the better solution, and maybe it addresses what you're doing here, Secretary, to just shut down the border entirely, just lock it down? That's what Donald Trump wants to do. What do you say?
Well, my concern today is with fentanyl trafficking, drug trafficking, and I'd say the
most
effective
thing. But if it's shut down, you know what I mean, Secretary? If it's shut down entirely, then there goes the trafficking, right?
Well, look, the most the most impactful tool we have is to put in place sophisticated drug detection equipment, and that's what President Biden is.
So, you know, the fact that human smuggling is occurring and families have to make the decision to sell their daughter to the cartel who's inevitably going to get raped along the way, but they're taking a calculated decision to bastardize the immigration policy of America. So now it's not about human smuggling anymore. It's not about criminals pouring into the country who are going to be resettled and then commit knife crime, gun crime, rapes, etc. It's now just about the fentanyl, right, Frankie? It's like, since she like slices that out, it's like sick. Yes,
yeah,
Frankie.
And she's basically going like, oh, instead of just saying we'll stop the border flow, we're going to create these new technologies that are going to smell fentanyl and all these drugs that don't, these things don't exist yet, but we're going to create them before that's done. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, lady? Unbelievable.
They are so afraid to say it. They are afraid to say it. They're afraid to show it. Put the sunscreen, Frankie. They are afraid for this narrative to get out. And you got to ask yourself why. And the only answer is that they want people who sympathize with these people to eventually get voting rights. And they don't want the clips of them condemning this to be out there. So when they're like, hey, welfare illegals turned into voters, like, make sure you vote for us. And they don't want any clip out there that they can say that they were against their criminal behavior. I mean, it's sick. This is it. ICE confirms the Ecuadorian illegal alien charged with raping the 13-year-old girl in New York City was caught by the Border Patrol in June of 2021, then released into the United States of America with a future court date. A judge ordered him to be deported in 2022, but he was never removed. This is the narrative they don't want out there. This is what they tell you are the people seeking asylum and fleeing oppression. This is them operating in the confines of the system they tell you works. That if we had more judges, there would be more court dates and therefore be an orderly process and people would go into the country and they would work and do the right thing and then they'd show up for their court date 10 years later. No, this is what's happening and it's disgusting and disgraceful. And they're committing crimes that are more heinous than even what American criminals would commit. System is broken. They're not interested in fixing it. I think they have more nefarious motives up their sleeve. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. We're going to talk about New York City and the crime and the way voters are rejecting the policies. Do not go anywhere.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How are we doing, Lola?
All right, we're doing good. We got Lola in the house. Listen, I'm doing good. No sweating with no air conditioner in the studio. We're doing great. Listen, everybody, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors of the broadcast here. And our next sponsor and the sponsor that is making much of this possible are our good friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, going over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. Get in touch with them, okay? These guys are phenomenal folks. They are faith-based folks. They have new products and solutions for you and your family that caters to the everyman, okay? I'm not talking these gold companies that are giving you gold on a certificate where you don't even really own it. I'm not talking about the ones where you have to buy in massive bulk. I'm talking physical gold and silver that you can hold in your hand, okay? They got the Prepper Bar. It's pieces of gold and silver, right, in like a bar that could fit in your wallet. You could break pieces off. It has store of value. It's tangible. The amounts of the grams of the gold and silver is written on it, okay? And it is a great way to diversify and own gold and silver. It's a tangible, physical way that, you know, you and I can do, not just like these millionaires and billionaires. And they got that and so many other solutions for you to be able to get your family on the path to financial solvency. You guys know they are trying to essentially destroy the value of the dollar. So you need to diversify your assets with gold and silver. So go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, goldwithcrispy.com. Get in touch with them. They are the official gold company of the great Mike Lindell. You guys know Mike Lindell only puts his name on the greatest products, highest quality, most transparency. So that is why he chose Genesis Gold Group. And that is why we chose them as our partner. So just go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, goldwithcrispy.com right now. Wonderful. All right. And now a word for our next sponsor, and that is Done With Debt. Listen, everybody, they're called debt traps. And if you get out from under the debt traps right now, they will consume you whole. It's not your fault. You didn't create the interest rates right now that are absolutely plaguing Americans. You didn't create this rampant inflation. This is something that is plaguing millions of Americans across this nation, and you are not alone. That is why, if you have these problems, you got to get in touch with our friends at DoneWithDebt.com right now. They are the debt relief strategists that have helped thousands of people, okay? Thousands of patriots out there who are in the shoes that you are in right now. But you got to get in touch with them right now. I'm talking like today, because a lot of their solutions are time sensitive. First thing they do is they stand between you and the bill collectors. The next thing they do is they work with you in a consultative, unique strategy to get you out from under the debt, okay? A systematic approach to get your family back to financial freedom. Guys, that is DoneWithDebt.com. Right now, donewithdebt.com right now. Tell them LFA TV sent you. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
We're doing. I'm ready to rock. Our guest is ready to rock.
All right, I think we're ready to rock.
We are
ready to go.
All right, we are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. You know, we continue to talk about Joe Biden and these polling numbers that just don't make any sense. How can Joe Biden be winning rural voters while simultaneously his base, okay, is free falling into the toilet? This is a headline out from Newsweek, and it's all over the country right now. Joe Biden's favorability rating is the worst ever in Democrat stronghold New York. While President Trump has made gains in the state, Joe Biden won New York by 23 points in the 2020 election. And right now, he has an unfavorable rating that is the highest ever for a Democrat candidate seeking not only just re-election, but the presidency, period. Joe Biden is simultaneously free-falling in his strongholds while they tell you that he's winning in rural voters and that the swing states are even close. I'm not buying it. I saw President Trump's rally in the Bronx. I saw the historic turnout. And you know what's amazing is that tomorrow President Trump is going to be back for more. He's going back to another liberal stronghold. He was in the Bronx. Now he's headed to North Philadelphia. He is expanding the electoral map. And here to discuss with us is a gentleman who spoke at President Trump's Bronx rally. Our good friend Adam Solis joins us. Adam, what is going on, man? Good to see you. Now, you spoke at the Trump Bronx rally. You helped organize the Trump Bronx rally. Trump's going to be in Philadelphia tomorrow. Talk a little bit about President Trump expanding the electoral map and what you saw in the Bronx that makes you feel that he can take these liberal strongholds and play strong in these traditionally blue states.
It's incredible that you asked that, Mike. Good morning. How are you? It's such a sensational moment in time right now, because not only has Trump had an incredible base, a foundation right now in the Bronx that has spanned, you can say, ages ever since he was the epitome of success. But now that he came to the Bronx, he reignited the energy that was what the Bronx really resonates with. And he really showed that he cared about the borough that his father was born in. It showed a sense of mindfulness that not many people in the Bronx thought that Trump had. We all know about the rhetoric and the nonsense that the left likes to ploy on with regards to Trump and his character. But I think people in the Bronx actually do understand Trump very well, especially now the fact that he did that, not expecting any sort of campaign donations. He just came, brought some, shed a good amount of light on the Bronx and gave his presence. And I think that's incredible. The fact that he...
It really is amazing. So he came to the Bronx, and he made two appearances in the Bronx over the last like month. He did the rally, but then he went to the bodega, right? He went to the bodega where that gentleman who was defending himself from a criminal, where he killed the perpetrator in self-defense. So just talk a little, and people showed up in droves. It was like 1 hour's notice, and thousands of people showed up in the Bronx. Biden showed up to the Bronx. There wouldn't be anybody. Nobody would care. So in places like North Philadelphia, in places like the Bronx, what do you think are the most, let's say, top two most important issues to voters there, and what you think President Trump is saying to them that's getting them to come over and get the enthusiasm up for him to get votes in those areas?
I think the first one would be public safety. Under President Trump, we had an incredible amount of public safety. Our officers were empowered. We didn't see any type of nonsense or legislation that were causing our officers to spend 2 to 3 hours writing a report instead of being on the street and protecting society. And the second would just be inflation and to be able to, the ability to survive and go about their day the way it used to be Obviously, the rates now have skyrocketed under Biden. Things are not the same, but people understand that there's a difference in leadership and they're recognizing it. They have a great example now, and now, unfortunately, have a tangible example.
Yeah, no, it really is profound. And it's funny because they always say, and I think they're continuing to say it. It's funny how I say they have no new strategy. Ever since 2015, 2016, the narrative was President Trump is a racist. Okay, President Trump is a racist. And then they now re-unearth, Frank, you saw this, they re-unearth the Apprentice story. It was like they're literally just recycling the same story. There is a tape out there of President Trump saying the N-word, right? And they had it in 2016. They ran that story. There was never a tape. And now, 9 years later, you're meaning to tell me that they're still looking for the tape, but the tape definitely exists. I mean, people, Adam, in the Bronx and in these urban areas, they're not buying this nonsense. So why do you think the Democrats keep running this narrative that Trump is a racist, Trump is a racist? Do you think people in North Philadelphia and the Bronx are gonna fall for that this time around again? Why do you think the Democrats feel like they can get away with spinning this cheap fake narrative again and again and again?
And I like it how you put it, Mike. It's literally a cheap, fake narrative. And it's simply because the left has nothing. They have nothing. They literally have nothing. They're holding on by the strings of their reality. And unfortunately, they have to lower themselves to the primitive form of politics, which is racism. And I've said it before, racism is so primitive. We're in 2024, like that's so yesterday, right? So we should be able to discuss the different ways that President Trump has affected our society and has affected our infrastructure. If they actually care about society, if the Dems, if the left actually care about society, they would join forces with Trump. They would align with the values of the people, and they would figure out a way how they can contribute to what is, you know, the next presidency.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. So many local leaders, you wonder, you say, I mean, you're running for re-election, you're a city councilman in the Bronx, or you're a local official, you're a community organizer, and you just continue to endorse this racist Klansman sympathizer, Joe Biden, for policies that are literally leading to the destruction of these urban areas. It's like the people are waking up, and you're doing a great job, Adam, of doing that. I know you were instrumental in organizing President Trump's Bronx rally, and it was a massive success. So we appreciate you. We thank you. We'll have you back, because I know President Trump's going to keep doing these, you know, rallies in these urban areas. I think it's amazing. And you were on the forefront of that, helping organize the Bronx one. So we appreciate you, sir. And we're out of time, but we're going to have you back real soon. All right. All right. All right, guys, it's Adam Solis organizing Trump's Bronx rally. And listen, they are falling apart on the left. They are falling apart. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
Boom. He's great. Definitely having him back.
Boom. We are hanging in there. Yes, he was great. We're hanging in there, Frankie. We're hanging in there with no air conditioner, and we're doing amazing. Adam Solis did a great job organizing that rally, and he spoke at the rally, and he did a great job. So we appreciate him, and we appreciate all of you. Guys, last thing here, make sure you, if you can, rumble this video, please. Share the stream out. We got a Summer Friday today, so the viewership's a little bit low. That's okay. And we're grinding, obviously, with no air conditioner in the studio.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Take our days off. So help us out and rumble the video, okay? Yeah. Get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards on this Friday, yes.
And then, yeah, just quick legend over here, Florida PTAC. He wrote in the comments section, he goes, Frankie, give me a call. He sends me his phone number. I'll help you fix your AC over the phone. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, we work in these offices where we're not allowed to touch the AC. They gotta, you know, we gotta call an office. They gotta get someone to do it. But we, you're the legend.
Oh my goodness!
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, we love that. We have a great community of Patriots with many, many skill sets. So, all right, guys, listen. If you can go to lfatv.us right now, lfatv.us right now, and if you can contribute to our network and help us grow, that would be amazing. Monthly donors are so appreciated, and we're very grateful for it. Without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling back into it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. You know, it's really amazing how, as we wrap up the show today, how President Trump last night gave an interview on the All In podcast, that is with David Sacks Okay, who is a tech guy, Silicon Valley guy. He is now supporting Trump, fundraising for Trump. And again, I think it's great. We have a big tent where you get many people from many industries. Everyone's coming together behind Trump. Anything that is to stop Joe Biden, we will take their support. But it's pretty interesting now, David Sacks, when he had Trump on, there was a conversation about JFK, and Trump casually declared that the CIA was probably behind the JFK assassination, and that if he said any more, he would get in trouble. I'm like, first of all, that's incredibly based. Second of all, I love this because no other president would ever even acknowledge even a smidgen of that reality. And I always say this, whenever people are like, well, why doesn't Trump say this? And why doesn't Trump say that? And why doesn't Trump talk more about, you know, the feds on January 6th, or, you know, this particular thing with the FBI or the CIA? The reason is because he has to go and play in the snake pit. When he gets back into office, he has to deal with these people. He has to eradicate these people. He's going to war with these people. You can't just be like, oh, you're this and you're that and this, and then go work with them. He needs to get back in there and bring them to heel. One man cannot destroy an entire institutional deep state that has been intact since they killed JFK in the 60s. It takes tact. It takes strategy. It takes the art of the deal. I know what you want to think. Oh, why doesn't he say this, 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 and burn the system down? Well, they killed JFK. Okay, so these people will stop at nothing. This has been a bureaucracy that has been building over the last 40, 50, 60 years. So it's going to take tact. And let me tell you, for a man that even acknowledges the reality of the possibility that it probably happened, goes to show you that the guy is more cojones than anybody who's ever been in his position since JFK. Goes to show you a lot. So people always say, well, President Trump eradicate the deep state. Oh, he's not talking about this. He's not talking about that. I tell you, yes. I tell you that President Trump right now is in a unique position because they cannot stop him. But when he gets back in, these people will surround him. So he is going to need to be extremely tactical, engage in the art of the deal, have mechanisms in place to bring these people down to heel, to comply with the law, to not have overreach, to not weaponize justice against American citizens, to create peace in our land and compel them to do that. Not to engage in more violent acts against essentially their own people with what you see happening all around the country. They're raiding the homes of conservative activists. They're committing crimes. I mean, go show you these people know no depths. So they will sink to any depth necessary. And you got to give President Trump a lot of credit. As they shoot the arrows at him, he still brings a lot of truth, but seeks to, at the end of the day, maintain civility and always lower the temperature because he cares about the institution of America continuing on. I think people don't give him enough credit for that. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have in the program today. You guys know we do this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.